This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. In its heyday, the central Idaho town of Clayton boasted a population of nearly 300 people thanks to the mining industry. But according to the 2010 census, that population dropped to a mere 7 people. Despite its size, the town today will hold elections for mayor and city council. I caught up with election judge Cheryl Baker about how elections operate with so few people. Surprisingly, she says, almost as many people as the entire town's population will be there to monitor today's vote.
In the election, you have a receiving clerk, you have an issuing clerk, but everyone has a job. You know, so like one person checks the driver's license when they come in. You have a greeter that has to check the driver's license, and then they have a person that they have to sign their name on the book where they're registered to vote. And then you have the issuing clerk that gives them the ballot. And then you have, you know, when they come back and put their ballot in the ballot box, you know, you have to say so-and-so has voted. When the time comes to count, the counters will be sequestered in a separate room, and they can't come out once you've taken the ballot box in there.
Will you know the results immediately once the polls close?
Oh, I think pretty close, yeah. Years like in a general election, it's probably, you know, 8:30 or 9 o'clock before we get out of there.
How do you plan on passing the time, considering how few voters you'll see?
Well, we have 6 women there. We're going to talk. We're going to blab and we're going to eat. If you have a hobby, like, for instance, I make baskets out of rope, so I usually bring a rope to work on to make a basket. If you crochet or knit or something like that, or reading, you would be amazed at how fast the day goes by.
A tie seems like a real possibility. Have you thought much about that?
Oh, I don't think there'll be a tie. Seriously, because there are some people that have shown interest. We actually have some incumbents that are willing to serve. They just didn't want to file so their name would be on the ballot because, like I said, it's kind of the who picks the short straw gets to sit on the council. Nobody's running to the top to try to be on the council.
What kind of decisions do the mayor and council make in Clayton?
You know, they receive tax funds, and we have a park to maintain water, you know, to keep things irrigated in the winter. Of course, the water in a lot of places has to be drained so it doesn't freeze. Plowing the snow, there's nothing major. The only real discrepancy that I remember being a big deal in the city of Clayton was at one time they talked about putting in a new water system, and it was, you know, like a multimillion dollar project. And the person that was interested in putting the system in was actually related to some of the people that served on the council. And so some of the townspeople really got up in arms. I think they were wise to get rid of the project because I think it would have ended up costing them a lot of money. And I'm not sure the result would have been what they thought it would have been.
Have any of the candidates been campaigning?
No. As far as the Clayton ones, no. I haven't heard much as far as anyone campaigning.
And then just one last question. Are those running excited to be doing so, or are they doing it more out of a sense of duty?
My personal opinion. It's my personal opinion. I don't know that for sure, but I think it's more out of a sense of duty. Because, like, the population of Clayton has dwindled so much. And then with the closing of, you know, the layoff at the Thompson Creek mine also. You know, the Clayton Silver shut down years ago, which was the big mine that, when Clayton was really booming, you know, that was the employer that employed probably 80% of the townspeople then. When I think of Clayton, I think of it encompasses the populace that live around us, the ranchers that, you know, live in the Clayton area. When we get together to have our big 4th of July annual celebration, Clayton is booming. I think at our last barbecue, last 4th of July, you know, we served like 150 people. So we do a big pit barbecue, and 90% of them are Claytonites, former or from the surrounding area.
That was Custer County Election Judge Cheryl Baker. She'll oversee today's vote for mayor and city council in the tiny town of Clayton.